TED Audio Collective.
You're listening to TED Talks Daily. I'm Elise Hu. I just love watching the Olympics every time they come around. The athleticism, the competition, the different cultures. The pandemic pushed the 2020 Games to this year, so before we tune in to see the world's best athletes compete in Tokyo, let's take a look back. Way back. Educator Armand Dangor from TED-Ed shares the story of the earliest days of the Olympic Games, the quirks of those ancient contests, and how we wound up with the modern tradition we'll soon witness.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Summarize with AI in a click, click, click. Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
This show is brought to you by Schwab. With Schwab investing themes, it's easy to invest in ideas you believe in, like electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy as is or customize the stocks in a theme to fit your goals. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing.
Thousands of years in the making, what began as part of a religious festival honoring the Greek god Zeus in the rural Greek town of Olympia has today become the greatest show of sporting excellence on Earth. The inception date in 776 BC became the basis for the Greeks' earliest calendar, where time was marked in four-year increments called Olympiads. What could it be? Why, it's the Olympic Games, of course. Competition fosters excellence, or so thought the ancient Greeks. In addition to sporting events, contests were held for music, singing, and poetry. You can read about them all yourself in classical literary works like Homer's Iliad and Virgil's Aeneid. Even mythical heroes appreciate a good contest every now and then, wouldn't you say? For the first 13 games, the ancient Greek Olympics featured just one event, the 200-yard dash. But over time, new, exciting contests like boxing, chariot and mule racing, and even a foot race where the competitors wore a full suit of armor, enticed many hopeful champions into the Olympic Stadium. The combined running, jumping, wrestling, javelin throwing, and hurling the discus event known as the pentathlon inspired world-class competition. And the pancration, a no-holds-barred fight where only biting and eye-gouging were prohibited, ensured the toughest men were victorious. And victorious they were. Nobody tops the local baker Choroibus, who in 776 BC became the very first Olympic champion. And we'll never forget Orsippus of Megara, the 720 BC Olympic victor who tore away his loincloth so he could race unimpeded, inaugurating the ancient Greek tradition of competing in the nude. Now there's a winning streak, if ever we've seen one. But all good things must end. In 391 AD, the Christian Roman Emperor Theodosius banned pagan practices, so the world soon bid a fond farewell to the Olympic Games.
But just like those early pancration athletes, you can't keep a good one down. And 1,500 years later, in 1896, the modern Olympic Games kicked off in Athens, Greece. Today, the Summer and Winter Olympics bring international world-class athletes together by the thousands, uniting fans by the billions for the world's foremost sporting competition. Sitius, Altius, Fortius. Three cheers for the Olympics.
TED Talks Daily is hosted by me, Elise Hu, and produced by TED. Theme music is from Allison Layton Brown, and our mixer is Christopher Fazy Bogan. We record the talks at TED events we host or from TEDx events, which are organized independently by volunteers all over the world. And we'd love to hear from you. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or email us at podcasts@TED.com.